At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200. Sick of procurement bottlenecks? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement, so your business keeps moving and growing. Score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Go to bill.com/procurement200. bill.com/procurement200.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Alec Murdaugh, you thought this case was over? Well, we might get a replay. The fight to overturn his murder convictions is officially underway in the South Carolina Supreme Court. The Attorney General's office filed its opening brief in August, arguing Murdaugh is obviously guilty based on overwhelming evidence. On September 9th, Murdaugh's defense team, led by Dick Harpootalin and Jim Griffin, remember those guys, submitted their reply, calling the case a perfect storm of investigative failures, fabricated forensic claims, and jury tampering by former Culleton County Clerk of Court Becky Hill. We'll get into all of that in just a bit, because there are some points they have to make there, especially about Becky Hill. With both sides' briefs now on file, the process moves to the next stage. You know, everybody's just sitting there going, well, is he going to get a new trial or not? It's like 50 steps in between that. And the train keeps moving down those rails. This is where we're at right now. The process, the next steps, moving to this next stage. Within the next 30 days, Murdaugh's attorneys now must compile the official record of appeal. What is that? That's the complete collection of trial transcripts, exhibits, rulings that will form the factual foundation for the Supreme Court's review. That's why everything is documented in a court case. That's why there's certain procedures to have information put on the record. Because when the Supreme Court, if they have to go review something, they're not going back to the tape. They're not going to go watch the coverage. They're not going to go watch pundits talk about it. They're going to watch exactly what was admitted in that courtroom and exactly what those jurors saw and did not see. That's how they will make their decision. After that, each side will then, it's like a game show, will have 20 days to submit their final briefs. Then John Davidson will come out and will play a great game show and will decide whether Alec Murdaugh gets a new trial. I actually looked up John last night because I'm friends with his son, who's also named John Davidson. And I was like, I wonder what John Davidson's up to these days.
He's like still singing and stuff, right?
He does. Yeah. And his son, JD, is a he's known as the VIP coach. And he was a client of mine years ago. We became friends. I haven't talked to him in forever. But very motivational guy. Anyway, only then will this case be considered ripe, meaning the justices can either schedule oral arguments or decide the matter based solely on the filings. It's unclear whether the High Court will hear the arguments, but a decision is unlikely before late 25 or maybe even 2026. At stake is whether Alec Murdaugh remains a convicted double murderer serving life or whether South Carolina's most notorious trial gets reopened. And that's what we're going to discuss today. Plus, by the way, there's a new Alec Murdaugh movie coming out, and we'll watch the trailer for that on Hulu. Murdaugh, Death in the Family is what that is called. So we'll get to that. And also next hour, Eric Fatt is going to join us, and we'll be discussing the latest in the Adelson case, her appeal, Donna's appeal, and then what's likely down the road for Wendy from a prosecuting standpoint and a defense standpoint. So all that is on the way for you today. Starting out here with Alec Murdaugh, though. Yeah, I mean, this is a tough one for a lot of people, because when you look at the case on the surface, it looks pretty damning. It's pretty easy to look at Alec Murdaugh and go, you're a pretty shitty human being, just on the financial crimes alone, which were a huge part of the murder case, which incidentally has nothing to do with murder necessarily, or does it? That's the big question. But then you have the Becky Hill problems. The clerk of court who intervened in her own way. And we'll talk about all of that as well. But in case maybe you're new to the Murdaugh saga and you're going, what is this all about? I think we should watch the trailer for the new Hulu docuseries, or not a docuseries, this is a drama series. Kind of gives you a little 2.5 minute recap of everything that's happened in this saga that will end up taking 4 or 5 episodes. Let's take a watch.
This is Alec Murdaugh. I need police and an ambulance immediately.
Looking back, sometimes I feel like living a life I never was supposed to live.
Oh, sinner, you better get
are a South Carolina legal dynasty.
Y'all know me. I'm an honest man.
Oh, you cheating bastard.
It's only cheating if you get caught.
The times are coming when the city hurts.
What happened?
There's been an accident.
Did they find her?
One's still missing. You get these kids to keep their mouth shut, and parents too.
How bad is this for us?
I'm working on the story. The Murdaughs have a history of trying to cover things up.
You happen to run into any of Mr. Alec's medication?
And you think he's taking it again?
What else is there that I don't know about?
We got to have each other's backs. Family first.
The Murdaughs tell you not to talk to me.
They have connections all the way up to the governor. I think we've only scratched the surface of what's going on here.
Be careful. These are very, very powerful people.
State grand jury is opening an investigation into a possible cover-up.
Do you have any idea the damage you have done?
Somebody's out there hunting us.
Go to the mirror. Look at yourself. See what that man has to say. The one staring back from the glass.
I know you've been lying to me.
I'm the one that's gonna do it. Not you. Me.
This Murdaugh man. Yeah, you have to sacrifice a lot of things to make them the men that you know that they can be.
You better get ready.
This news to the Murdaughs.
Long may we live.
Amen.
Wow.
Yeah, that's spooky.
I always find it interesting seeing the Disney logo pop up on all these horrible
things. Right? It kind of goes against what we were raised with, doesn't it?
Like, can we get an Alec Murdaugh-themed ride? Like, I think that would be fun. You drive around in the golf cart out to the kennels, and there's so many. Then you have to go over to your mom's house and check on her and have a big old blue tarp with. I mean, it'd be really, I think I would enjoy that more than some of the current Disney-themed rides. Let's get rid of, I think it's time to dump It's a Small World and go for the Alec Murdaugh-themed ride.
Oh, but it's so legendary.
I hate that ride. That ride gives me nightmares.
Why? Because of the song?
It's too happy.
It's not.
It
dark.
Is unnaturally happy of a song. Just like people who are too unnaturally positive or too unnaturally happy in life, they scare the shit out of me because it feels like there's something very wrong about them. Now that could probably be my own disposition, but they kind of scare me. It's like,
let me ask you guys this, because you've been involved with this case much longer than I have. I just came on the last couple of months. Is that an accurate portrayal of some of what went down, do you think? Or is it very dramatized?
I mean, it's somewhat dramatized, but there's nothing in there that stood out to me going, oh, that seems like it's over the top. I mean, granted, it's just the trailer. So we'll see how they execute in more of a long form. But I mean, I could see what they were kind of laying out here. Everything, there was the boating accident that his son was involved, Buster was involved with. That's portrayed in here. Even Mandy was one of the podcasters on this, Cup of Justice. Even she's portrayed in this. She was, I believe, part of the filming of this. She's portrayed in it as someone who looked into it because she had a podcast that really dug very deep into this whole damn thing, exposed a lot of the darkness of the Murdaugh family. Your long answer is yes. I feel like it's fairly accurate for a trailer.
Can you imagine knowing a family like this?
Oh my gosh, they're creeping me out, every bit of it.
Mm-hmm. Rightfully so.
But do you really know a family like this? If you know a family like this, or are you only seeing the surface? Because they were pretty good at projecting. He was pretty good at projecting. Everything's good. Everything's lovely over here until it wasn't.
Well, maybe I'm only speaking on my own experience, but aren't all families kind of like that when you step outside and you take a look back, you start seeing some things?
I mean, everybody has their secrets to a certain extent. You know, does it go all the way to mysterious? I mean, any family that has like a bunch of weird deaths surrounding them that they may somewhat be connected to or not is an odd thing. I forgot the stat. Robin has brought it up so many times on the show, but the amount of deaths that were the average person is going to be connected to, not in any sort of way of guilt of killing them, but to be around, connected to in a personal way, just even knowing somebody personally, is extremely low. At a younger point in life. Obviously, when we get older, we're all going to kick it. So you got a lot more deaths then. But in a younger portion of life, before we're all super old, it's not a high number for the average individual. So to have all of these deaths and accusations of murder and death surrounding this family in such a compact period of time is very odd.
Yeah, it is. It is. But I feel like a lot of families have secrets. And not to this extent, but if you were to step outside of the family and then turn around and take a look back, you start seeing things. And is it just my experience, things I've dealt with recently, or is that just a common thing?
I don't think, I mean, everybody's different. I mean, you come from an interesting family. you do. I mean, I'd say you probably have a little more drama than most. If you were to look at the average, you know, it's like everybody's all over the place. But if you were to like, here's the baseline, you're probably a bit more up here. not all the way, like Murdaugh's are up here. You're a slight deviation off the baseline a little bit. But you're not
a slight deviation.
Yeah, but you're not all the way, you know, over there where. Although, I mean, what I always find interesting is when you look back at family histories, and if you start digging just beyond, like, you know, your if you have living aunts and uncles, just the most recently removed generation, dig back one behind that. Dig another one behind that. And if the people are still around to answer questions, you'll find some real interesting shit. Because you may think like, oh, well, my aunts and uncles or my immediate family, the brothers and sisters of my parents, like there was weirdness there, cousins. Dig a generation back behind that. And you'll start to find more weirdness, but you'll also find a lot of weirdness that was socially acceptable to the time in which they lived. And I'm not necessarily talking about racism or things like that. And what I'm talking more so is about humanity in a lot of ways. What I always am shocked by is when somebody had any sort of like mental or physical disability, off to the hospital for you. And there they go for the rest of their lives. And then the family oftentimes, you know, pretend that they didn't exist. Like, oh, well, maybe we'll go see him here or there. You'll see that. You'll see all sorts of weird. Well, is that your cousin or is that someone's sister? It's like, well, so-and-so had to do this or that, or they did this or they got mixed up in that. So they were raised like this and this is that. And I mean, there's some of that, I think, in a lot of families where you're like, well, that's not technically your aunt or that's not technically your cousin. It's this or that. And some of that, I mean, we see today, families helping each other out when, you know, bad things happen and you need to help raise the next generation. But there's some real brutal shit. You go back just a little ways.
And it doesn't, I mean, what happened for me is I had my parents pass away. And so you start having conversations and you have to go through their stuff when they're gone. And all of a sudden, little bits and pieces come out. Not all of it is dark. Some of it's very wonderful. But I mean, I learned some stuff in the last year about stuff on my mother's side that completely blew me away. I had no idea. And then you start adding things up and you're like, oh, so that's why she acted that way. Oh, so that's why we could never do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
The pieces start coming together. And it's kind of sad that we don't have that knowledge while they're here.
Right.
Why do we have to find out after the fact?
There was such a level of secrecy between parents and children for so long. And I don't know, like some ways, like maybe that was good. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know that it was. I feel like with me and my daughter, I mean, she probably knows too much, but she's never going to look back at life and go, oh, I wish dad never, or like would have, you know, opened up more about this or that.
Right.
Like, I'd rather her be aware of anything I'm aware of with her family and our family and where she's from and who the people are. And I don't sugarcoat shit. I feel like families for so long, and I feel like that's also what enables families like the Murdaughs to keep going and going and going, because the previous generation just keeps sugarcoating the shit of the other generation. And then you grow up with this pride or this thought of your family that's really not based in reality.
Yeah.
And all you hear about is the positives over here, but it's never balanced with the negative. And not that the negative should always tear down the positive, but there should be a balance. There should be an understanding. Okay, here's how all this worked out. Not just here's this bullshit story that we want to tell because it makes us look good and makes us feel good about ourselves. Because a few generations in, that story is the fact, even if it's not the fact. And then other generations think, oh, that's the fact. But we're in a place now, too, where that's going to be impossible. You can't just BS this stuff and hope that history just washes it away. Everything's documented. So if you had any place on social media in your life, any generation of the last handful of years, there's going to be such a footprint of us that can be looked back upon if future generations want to find out more about their past. And to us, we're like, ooh, this is neat. I wish I knew that sort of stuff about my grandparents or this or that. To these future generations, we think, oh, they'll be able to look back on this. Honestly, I don't think they're going to give a shit.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.